Since the September 11th attacks, the U.S. military has been rearranging its forces abroad, and in the process, bases along the Mediterranean Sea have become more important. Among them, Morón Air Base in southern Spain. Among the Spanish public, there's strong opposition to the war in Iraq, so the increased activity by American forces has sparked protests. Jerome Sokolowski reports.
A KC-10 runs up its engines on the sun-baked tarmac. It's a tanker aircraft for mid-air refueling on a maintenance stop here in Morón. It's relatively quiet here today, but the U.S. Air Force says the base is a vital link in supporting American troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. At its busiest, there are jets taking off and landing 24 hours a day. Thousands of American troops transit through Morón every year. Colonel Steve Beatty is the U.S. commander here.
With 9/11, the flow through Morón Air Base increased dramatically in support of operations Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan and Operation Iraqi Freedom currently ongoing, and in support of the global war on terrorism.
Beatty says Morón is strategically important. It's halfway between the United States and Southwest Asia. The weather is perfect for year-round flying, and the 2.25-mile runway is one of the longest in the world. Morón also serves as an emergency landing site for the space shuttle. Technically speaking, though, Morón is a Spanish base. Colonel Beatty says the overall commander is a Spanish colonel who could, in theory, stop an American plane from landing.
Our day-to-day operations, we do not have problems. In fact, we have excellent relations with the local communities. We have good support outside the base.
The American military employs more than 700 support staff from nearby villages. But the increased activity at the base is worrying some people just down the road in the pretty Andalusian town of Morón de la Frontera. The town square in front of the church is still the place to meet. High school teacher Juan Segura Fernandez sits by the fountain as local boys play tag. Segura Fernandez was one of the leaders of a demonstration last November outside the base by protesters from Morón de la Frontera and other villages in the region. He says there will be more protests. No proud citizen in any part of the world can accept the presence of a foreign military power on their soil, he says. They're using our territory to attack other countries. And that means we are as guilty as them, he adds. At a bar around the corner from the square, Huberto Íñigo Ballester says he grew up hearing only good things about the base. I was always told that the Americans were always there for us when we needed them, he says. Every time there was a fire, the American firemen were the first ones to arrive. They went in where the Spanish firemen couldn't go to save people. We also had problems with the water, and the Americans came with pumps, Ballester says. The U.S. military has had its two bases in Spain, Morón and the naval base of Rota on the Strait of Gibraltar, since the 1950s. They were obtained as part of a military cooperation treaty with Spain's dictator, General Francisco Franco. The bases are awkward for the current socialist government in Madrid. Since pulling Spanish troops out of Iraq, Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero has made opposition to the war in Iraq a cornerstone of his foreign policy. Soren Kern is an analyst at the Royal Elcano Institute in Madrid.
You know, the Spanish government has to play to its political left, but it's also realistic. And the last thing that this government wants to do is make the relationship between Spain and the United States worse.
Zapatero has given no indication of wanting to close the bases. And despite the local protests and the far left's campaign to close them, most Spaniards seem resigned to their presence. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski.